Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Vav Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simin Tav Tes, which we, Be'ezus Hashem, will conclude today. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. Yesterday we began the discussion about a person who's on the road, specifically a person who's on the road, and he wants to make his Erev Tumim in a different spot, not by putting food there, not by actually walking there, but by visualizing that spot. He knows that spot, and he's makir that spot, and he says, I want that spot, which is within 2,000 of where I am, to be my Mokum Shvisa, to be my focal point. So we brought down yesterday that this works as long as he's within 2,000 amos of that spot, and he specifies a specific spot. For example, by the roots of that tree, and he is within where he's standing right now at that point in time, or at least he'll be at that point in time where he'll be within 2,000 amos before the start of the Bein HaShemoshes period of time. So we said that that's good. Now we begin the top line of the Omud Beis. The Mechaber continues, he says, Aval, im ein kol ha'ilon besoch alpa'im ama. If the entire tree, he doesn't specify a specific place. He just says, I want to be underneath that tree someplace. V'lo yicheid makom tachtov. He didn't specify the specific dalet amos under the tree, by the roots, let's say. Then lo kona shvisa. The first opinion that we're bringing down today, which will be called the Deah Rishona, is that you are in fact not kona your place over there, because Shemo Hayo Bedaito al Arba Amos Shehim Chutzlapayim. Because if the entire tree is not within the 2,000 Amos of where you are, right at the start of the Bein HaShemoshos, so then maybe the Mokum Shvisa that you're Kona underneath the tree is further away than you can go to, and therefore you didn't acquire anything over there, and therefore the Shemo Hayo Bedaito al Arba Amos Shehim Chutzlapayim, since you might have had intention for a Dalet Amos spot under the tree that's outside the area where you can reach, and therefore you weren't kona it over there, v'gam kan lo kona, and therefore you're also not kona since you uprooted the place where you are, and according to this first machmir shita, sharei akar daita mikan, since you've uprooted your intention from where you physically are, and you didn't acquire in the place where you physically wanted to be, lo yozuz mimikomo. You're not allowed to move, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Katan Samach Gimel, Rotz Lomar Mitoch Arba Amos. You have to stay within the Dalet Amos that you're physically at. You can't move 2,000 Amos from there, and you certainly can't move 2,000 Amos from the place that you want it to be. The Mishnah Berurah explains further in Sif Katan Samach Beis, Hainu, Av She'ikaro Besoch HaTchum, even though most of the tree is within the Tchum that you can reach, only a small part of it is outside the Tchum. Nevertheless, it's more than 2,000 Amos and 4 Amos away from you, because you are entitled to 4 Amos. So if you can reach it within 2,000 and 4 Amos, the entire tree, that would be good as well. But you did not specify that you want to be within the 2,000 and 4 Amos under the tree. You said anywhere under the tree. Therefore, you didn't acquire anything there, because maybe the spot that you're acquiring is outside your 2,004 amos that you can reach. And therefore, you're stuck. You don't acquire it there. You lost what you have where you are. And as we pointed out, you're not allowed to move from your place at all. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im kulo omei toch apayim. However, if the entire tree is within the 2,004 amos of where you are, v'lo yichid mekom shvisaso, but you didn't specify which dalet amos you wanted. But here you could walk the entire area under the tree. You could reach till the entire area under the tree. So whichever dalet amos you had chosen, even though you didn't specify, would be within your walking tchum of where you were at the start of Shabbos. Kigon shoma shvisasi tachta. The person just said, I want my mokum shvisa to be underneath that tree someplace. And he could reach any place underneath the tree. So then, yeshlo arba alofim. Then he does have the 4,000 amos. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkat and Samach Dalid. Kitzur Lashon Yishkan. This is a shortened form over here. Verotzulam. He means to say Mitzad Zeh Shelo Ilan Umitzado Ilan Vaholo Letzad Beso. In other words, you can walk the 2,000 amos or up to 2,000 amos to the tree, and then you can walk the additional 2,000 amos from the tree. But with one caveat, that you do have this 4,000 amos over here, but except Chutz Mishir Meshech Tachtov Shelila. But you lose the tree. In other words, you don't get the additional area under the tree to be included in this 4,000 plus the area under the tree. You assume the worst case scenario because we didn't specify where your makom shvis is. What do we mean by that? Kigon, for example, im shir or ilan esun amma, if the tree was 20 amma wide, so you can get to the entire tree, the furthest part of the tree is still within 2,000 amas of where you are. Nevertheless, yesh lo sham alpayim pachos esrim amma. When you can walk this distance, we have to assume the worst case scenario. So where you're standing right now is 1,980 amas from the front of the tree and 2,000 amas from the back of the tree. So you can reach the entire area of the tree. But you assume the worst case scenario. In regards to where you are, you can't walk a single amma in the direction behind you, because you have to presume the worst case scenario is that you're on the furthest part of the tree, so you're only allowed to go in that direction. So you can go all the way to the tree, and then from the tree you have to assume the worst case scenario also. In every area you can only go 1,980 amos in every direction, because you have to assume that maybe your mokon shvisa was the farthest point away from the tree, and therefore you can go, let's say, in the north direction, only 1980. You can go in the south direction, only 1980. In the east direction, only 1980. In the west direction, only 1980. Because you have to assume that your Mokum Shvisa is at the other side of the tree. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. And the Mishnah explains this in Sifkot and Samachay. Hainu, mikol tzad shelo ilan, from every side of the tree, ein nosen lo rak shir zeh. You only have over here this 1,980 amma. V'nin sev shebiyachad im rochav o ilan, hu besach hakol, ar bo'o alofim pochos esum amma. And therefore, from where you're standing right now, the furthest you can go is 4,000 amma minus the 20 amma of the tree. So it's 1,980 amma to the tree, and then 1,980 amma from the furthest part of the tree, and you get the 20 amma of the tree for a total of 3,980 amma. The reasoning is, the Mishnah says, Vatam, Mishum de b'chol rochav ilan shu esrim amma, nesaf kinon lemakom shvisa v'tzalin l'chumra. Because you have to take the worst case scenario in every direction. That maybe you're on the east side, but your shvisa is really most on the west side. Or maybe you're on the north side, your shvisa is really on the south side. And therefore, kishemodidim alpayim Hashnim, when you're counting the second 2,000 amma, shel me'ilon v'hala, from the tree and onwards, you have to assume the worst case scenario. You have to look at it from the other side of the tree, from the side that's further away from the direction you want to go. Shulitzad raglov. And therefore, Deshema Kona Shvisoshon, maybe that's where you physically are standing, and that's considered the place. So therefore, you always have to include the 20 amma of the tree in your 2,000 amma in every direction, so you only get 1,980 beyond that. And according to this, Misham Adraglov, who are paying pochos esrim amma, we have to presume the worst case scenario, it's only 1,980 amma from the point of the tree that you're leaving. Nevertheless, he says, and as I pointed out before, when he starts off at the beginning of the Banish Mashos, he's 2,000 ammas from the tree, even from the furthest part of the tree, but he can't walk one amma backwards in the direction it was coming from, because the Amrina Shema Konash Visasa be Arba Mushal Sofi, because maybe the four Amos is really the furthest part of the tree that's away from him. So therefore he has that 2,000 amma from that furthest part of the tree to where he is, and he has nothing behind him. Shemisham Adraglavu Apayim Shlemim, and therefore he can't walk even one amma backwards in the direction he was coming from originally. I know that's a little bit confusing. Let's just quickly summarize it. We view the tree over here as 20 amma, but we have to always presume the worst case scenario. So therefore, from any point in the tree that he's leaving, he only has 1,980 amma. And from the point where he is, we have to assume the worst case scenario that he has the Mokum Shvisa at the furthest part of the tree, so it's 2,000 amma from where he is. Therefore, he can't go one amma step backwards. The Machaber continues now, and he brings down, that was the Deo Rishona. But now we bring down the sheet of the Rambam. Ulaha Rambam, according to the opinion of the Rambam, Hakonesh Shvisa Berichok Mokom, when a person's traveling on the road, the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, or Rambam says that we're talking here only when a person is traveling on the road. Kishababa Derech Vachoshchalov, Omer Shisasi Lamokom Rochok Mikan, he's designating a point in the future. This din applies. And he says, if a person is Konesh Shvisa in this Richok Mokom, the Lo Siem Mokom Shisa. So, same exact case as we just had in the Deir Rishona, but the Rambam has a different psak. He didn't specify where under the tree that he is. Lo Kono Shvisa Shom. The Rambam's opinion is you don't acquire anything over there. We don't say assume the worst case scenario. We say you didn't acquire anything. Ela b'mokom she'omed bo kishechoshcha. And instead, you retain the place that you are physically standing at. You don't lose that. The first day of Rishon, it said you lost that. And your mokom shvisa is somewhere under the tree if the entire tree was in 2,000 amas. And if the entire tree was not within 2,000 amas, you lost it totally. And it lo yosuz mimkomo. But the Rambam holds over here that you do have your shvisa in the physical place that you're standing whenever you did not specify under the tree, or if the tree wasn't reachable. So the Rambam's opinion is lo kana shvisa sham ela bimakom shahaya omed bo kishachcha. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Samach Vav explains v'avshu b'socha tchum milkom raglav. Even though the entire tree is within the tchum of where you are, the ledea rishona kana shvisa sham. According to the first opinion, you lost it. Vein mavsed ela makom rochav ilon canal, and you've only lost the ability to specify which part of the tree. We always take the worst case scenario. According to the Rambam, we don't. Or Rambam kivin shalosiyam makomot. Since the Rambam says you didn't specify your place, eino kana sham shvisa klal. You didn't acquire anything over there, and therefore elakonish yisasa b'makom raglav, you retain where you physically are as your tchum. So there's a kula and a chumra aspect to the Rambam's shita. Furthermore, the Mechaber says the Rambam holds as follows: v'chein im omar shisasi b'makom ploni. If the person says my shvisa should be in that place, and it's more v'hu rochok b'mino yosem yalpayim, and it's more than 2,000 amah away, so according to the Dei Rishona, you lost everything. So here, according to the Rambam, konish shvisasa b'makomo, you didn't lose the place where you are. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Samach Zayin. Gam bezeh polik ha-der Rishona. Here the Rambam also argues with the Der Rishona. Here the Rambam is more makel than the Der Rishona. The Der Rishona bezeh lo yozim mekomo. According to the first opinion, you're stuck. You didn't acquire the new place because it's too far away, and you lost your old place. You were ochre it. You uprooted it. Mipnei shesham lo kono mikan akar daito, as I just said. According to the Rambam, however, the Rambam kono shvisoso shvisa al kol haponim mekomo. You did acquire where you are. You didn't lose that. And you have the 2,000 amas in every direction from where you are. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if the person says, "Va'omer shisasi tachas ilam ploni," the person says, I want my shvisa to be underneath that tree. So, im yesh tachtov shmona amos, if the tree is more than 8 amos, o yoser, 8 amos or more, lo kona shvisa, then this is exactly the din that the Rambam just spoke about, and you're not acquiring anything over there, but you didn't lose where you are. Since you didn't specify the place that you were, if a person wants to do this according to Rambam, you must specify, I want to be by the root, or I want to be on the northern side, those 4 amos, I want to be on the southern side, those 4 amos. As long as he specifies it, it's good. But if it's less than 8 amos, in other words, whichever 4 amos you have under there, there's going to be some overlap. Let's say it's 7 amos. So then you took, let's say, the most northern 4 or the most southern 4, the middle would be overlapping. So even if you didn't specify in that situation, if it's less than 8 amos, then even according to the Rambam, as long as you said, I want to be under that 7 amah tree, less than 8 amah tree, kana, you do acquire your place over there, shari miktsas makom mesuyim, because at least part of the place is going to be specified, because you have dalet amos, and it's only 7 amos wide, so whichever 4 amos you have are going to be at least some overlap. And this is also the chen das harif bezeh. This is also the opinion of the rif, like this opinion of the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Ches explains, if it's 8 amos or more, gam bezeh lididei, according to the Rambam's opinion, afilu kol shmona amos hoi besoch hapayim makom raglav. Even though the entire area is reachable, if you didn't specify it, and it could be these 4 amos or those 4 amos, the Rambam says you don't acquire it, as opposed to v'lo chen l'der rishona. The der rishona would say, since it's all within 2,000 amas, you acquire it, you just acquire the worst case scenario. So in this situation, the der rishona is more makel than the Rambam. The Rambam says you don't acquire anything over there. The der rishona says you acquire it, but you assume the worst case scenario. Sifkat and Samach test, but if you specify Shibit Svona v'chule, I want those 4 amos in the north or those 4 amos in the south, and if it's more than 8 amos, you can specify the place, because you can specify, I want those first 4 amos, I want the next 4 amos, etc. So then it's good, according to the Rambam, and according to the Dei Rishona, if you specify it, you do acquire that place. And if it's less than 8 amos, sifkat and ayin, then miktsas makomo mesuyim. So then definitely part of it is specified, even though you didn't specify which specific part, but a middle part is specified. For example, ba'amo ha'emtsoyis, it's the middle amma, because it's, let's say, 7 amma. So even though you didn't specify the 4 north or the 4 south amma, whichever area you actually are in is going to be overlapping. So 4 amma in the north, well, it overlaps with at least 1 amma from the south. So therefore, at least 1 amma is specified, even though you didn't specify it. Because there's no way that that middle amma is not included in whichever place you had specified, if you had specified it. If you specified, I want the middle 4 ammas, it's included. If you want the northern or the south, or the east or the west 4 ammas, course, it's also De'ezet Sashia Harehi Mehen. The middle amma is included. So therefore, if it's less than 8 amos, it is considered specified, even though you didn't specify it. And this is also the opinion of the Rifs of Kotan Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in the El Yerabba, Shekotzav, the El Yerabba Paskins over here, the Ika Kideya HaRishona, that we in fact Paskin like the first Deya HaRishona, not like the Rambam. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, Shekotzavdu De'en Dvar Mukhrochim. He says, this El Yerabba is not conclusive. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel Chen Da'asarif, he brings down that the El Yerabba over here, Paskins like the Deya HaRishona, and this is the opinion of the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tur, and the Mordechai. This is all Rishonim that saw the opinion of the Rambam, and that nevertheless argued to the Rambam. And this is also the opinion of the Aguda. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, he says it's not so clear that the El Yerabba is right, because the Rambam is not Das Yochid. The Rambam is also going like many other poskim over here, and then the Chofetz Chaim has a long arichas to explain what the different opinions are. Ayin Shom in the rest of this long Bir Halacha. The issue footnote number 43 points out that unlike the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish does in fact paskin like over here the Deya HaRishona. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that the El Yerabba is not necessarily correct. Shekosadu de'ein dvar v'muchrochim ve'al koponim l'chachilu b'vada yesh lizor l'sayim mokum shisoso b'tzimtzum k'das Rambam. Therefore, he says one should try ideally to follow the opinion of the Rambam, and as I pointed out, the Chazon Ish disagrees over here with the Mishnah Berurah. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, there are two people over here traveling on the road. One knows the terrain, and he says, oh, there's a tree, 1,800 am up ahead. Let's make that our mokum shvisa. The other one doesn't know it. So what do you do in this situation? Sheinomakir, the one that doesn't know the terrain, Moser shvisaso lamakir, is able to, so to say, hand over his shvisa, his place of where he wants his focal point to be, to the one that recognizes the place, for Omer, and then the one who recognizes the place can say, for both of us, Shvisa Seinu B'Mokum Ploni, we want both of us to be that as our focal point. How does this work? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Ayin Beis, Sha'omer Lo Shvisa Si Imcha, when he says, I want my Shvisa, the one who doesn't know the terrain, says, I want my Shvisa to be with you. And then, V'Hamakir Omer Shvisa Seinu B'Mokum Ploni, we can both be together in this situation. The issue footnote number 45 brings down an interesting scenario. What happens if the person who knows the terrain doesn't wish that to be his focal point? They're going to be splitting soon, and he wants his focal point to be where he is. Can he go and designate the shvisa for his friend, even though he's not going to use it? When he uses this, so the friend can schlep along, so to say. But what happens if he's not using it? So the Gaon Yaakov says, I'm not sure what the din would be in that situation. While it's possible that you could go and designate it for that person, maybe you can't go and designate it for that person unless you're also designating it for yourself. And he brings down an addition for the Nesiv Shabbos, Shibavada in Yochol Limnos is Chaveru Shaliach, Liknos Avuro Shviso Keinzeh. You certainly can't say, I want you to be my Shaliach to go and do that for me, because Shlichus only works when you're actually putting down bread. Shlichus doesn't work over here for this verbalization. Now we go to Sif Yud Gimel, the final Sif in this beautiful Simon. The Dafka, the Mechaber says, this is all, everything we've been discussing, that you can visualize your place and create that as your Mokum Shviso, is only for a person, Levo Baderech. Hitirulo, ki hai gavna. Only when a person's on the road with the rabbi's makel over here. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nayin Gimel, the Mishum dehu yogea baderek, because he's tired from traveling on the road. Therefore, hu dehekelu shakone shvisa bedibur biyama. Therefore, the rabbis in that situation only said that you can say verbally that I want that far off place to be my mokum shvisa. Masha omash shvisasi b'mokum ploni. Only in that situation is allowed. As opposed to masha ein kei mishoya b'veso. If you're in your house and you say, well, I'd like the area that under that tree, 1900 amas, to be my mokum shvisa, ain't kone shvisaso. That doesn't work. Unless Elikasholik Baraglav, unless he physically goes there, the Yoshiv Shaman stays there at the Benesh Mashos, Asher Tekshach, or Oshim Inyak Shamazon Shtei Sudas, or he puts the two Sudas over there, and then that can work. But not by just saying from his house, I want that to be my Mokum Shvisa Berachok. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avolo Lemishu Beveso, it's not good for somebody in the house. Vim Omar Kain, and if in fact somebody from their house said it, Lo Ololo, it doesn't work. Here, he does retain his shvisas bais, even according to the Deir Rishonis, the Mishnah will tell us in Sivkot Nayin Dalit. But afilu Deir Rishona deleil b'sifiralit, that which we just spoke about, the Deir Rishona, which says that you lost it if you designated a place that doesn't work. So you lost that place because it doesn't work, plus you lost your original place. Here, that doesn't apply. The Sfira Leisham Lo Yozes Mekomo. There, Deir Rishon has said that you can't move. You only have your Dalei Amos. Nevertheless, in this situation, when you're in your house, Mode the Eishlo Shvisas Beso, you do retain your Shvisa in your house. Why? To keep in the Omid Beso, since you're standing in your house. Vade Nichale the Likne Shvisa Beso. So he certainly would prefer to have the Shvisa in his house. Kishalo Yoel Ami Rosso Likno Shvisa Bemokamacher. Once he realizes that his Shvisa won't work in that other place. And this was already discussed previously over there. With that, we conclude the beautiful Simon Tav Tes and today's Shir.